All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Anoush Zomorodi. So, did you file your taxes yesterday? Or maybe you took a little extension? Either way, you probably swore, like me, to make a change so that next year dealing with your finances wouldn't be quite so heart-pounding. Maybe that change is to do a better job at tracking just where all the money goes. One person creating personal finance technology to help do that is Alexa Von Tobel. She's the founder of LearnVest, a money management service that she launched here in New York City in 2009. Customers sign up online, pay a subscription fee, and are matched then with a financial planner. Most customers never actually meet their planner, but talk to them by phone, email, or video chat. LearnVest does have an office in SoHo, though, so I went for a visit.
Think of Weight Watchers meets personal finance. You come to LearnVest online, you fill out a quick profile, we find out what's going to be best for your finances, and we connect you directly to one of our certified financial planners on our staff. They're vetted by us, they're all across the country, and then you pay monthly fee and you get truly unlimited support, and we'll help you do everything. We'll tell you exactly what to do, and we don't sell any financial products, so it truly is just good, trusted advice. And personally, this is a massive mission of mine, which is financial planning should not be a luxury. It should not be something that only wealthy people get access to.
There are a lot more people or companies in this space now. You have a lot more competition. How are you trying to set yourself apart from the, there's Mint, but then also more recent ones like Betterment or MyGDP or some of these other companies that are offering similar sort of services?
You can come to LearnVest. We're a one-stop shop. We're going to do everything for your finances. We're going to help you figure out your insurance. We're going to help you figure out a plan to pay off your student loans or your credit card debt. We're going to help you know exactly what to do for retirement. We're going to literally tell you exactly what to do. And I think that that is such an undifferentiated service. The real competitor would be, you know, a certified financial planner who is in your town that you can go and talk to, but they tend to charge $3,000.
I was thinking about how people find their personal investor. And there's that word, it's personal, very personal. You know, it's how you live your life. And I was thinking about it. When friends have found personal investors, it's really been word of mouth. It's been like, I love this guy, he totally gets me, or she understands, you know, how, what our goals are. How do you bring that same level of personal to a technology?
These experts are on demand for you. You know exactly who they are. You know everything about them. You see pictures of them. You get on the phone with them. You know their nicknames. I mean, you really have a truly personal relationship. And one of the things, one of our advisors actually was the CEO of eHarmony, but you didn't think you were going to find who you were going to marry online. We're seeing every day people are more and more comfortable with online relationships. And again, you can literally video Skype with your planner if you want to. You can see them as much as you want to. But I think the takeaway is we've just made it so much more affordable.
What's been the reaction from, I mean, you come from Wall Street. So what's been the reaction from some of the big brokerage houses who presumably you're trying to put out of business, right?
Surprisingly, a lot of them actually really want to work with us. So there's a lot of really big companies out there who are not well equipped to give good, unbiased advice to their customers. And they see LearnVest as a real partner because we can do it so affordably that we can actually help them solve some of their needs. So we actually work with some of those companies and they actually deliver some plans to their own customers.
You must have access to a lot of interesting data in terms of employment figures, in terms of salaries. What are some of the things you're seeing? Do you see that the economy is looking up from what you can tell? Is there still real uncertainty? Is there still a lot of debt?
Here's what I'm really seeing, and we talk about this every single day. So as I said, 61% of the country is living paycheck to paycheck. The average person, and these numbers move around, but this was as of, you know, 6 months ago, is carrying a lot of credit card debt, you know, across three cards, on average, about $9,000. That's a lot.
And I guess just finally, I want to ask you, as you know, there's a lot of discussion right now of women in technology and some of the challenges that they face, in particular getting funding and running a business in a very male-dominated world. What's been your experience and what's been the biggest challenge?
Yeah, so I mean, I think the biggest thing that I actually had to battle, so it had nothing to do with being a woman. The hardest thing that I had, though, is we started a company literally in the worst recession in 81 years. Think about what that means. Madoff had just ripped a lot of people off. I mean, that was the real challenge, is that it was a time when there wasn't tremendous funding out there. So we raised $1 million, then we raised $5 million, then we raised $20 million, and ultimately it got easier. And I kept joking that $20 million was a lot easier than $1 million was. Literally joking, you know, where were you guys when 3 years ago when this was really hard?
Alexa Van Tobel, CEO and founder of LearnVest, thank you so much. Von Tobel adds that LearnVest has been getting over 2,000 resumes a month from financial planners who want to work for them. So LearnVest charges its customers, but a lot of personal finance apps and tools are free. Is there a catch? Ismet Mangla is a staff writer with Money Magazine and has been testing out which tech tools are best for every personal finance need, even needs you didn't know you had.
A lot of these apps and tools are free, but the way they make their money is they kind of track your information, not personally, so they wouldn't know necessarily that Manoush does X, Y, and Z, but they may know that a, you know, New Yorker who lives in such and such area shops at such and such place or travels to this place, and they're able to aggregate that information in order to, you know, target ads to you or you know, kind of track your behavior.
Can you give me a specific example about how any of these apps use behavioral finance to sort of help us manage our money better? I read one example where it said if you went into like Brooks Brothers, it would use location services to buzz you and say, hey, last time you were here, you spent over $300. So, you know, watch it, buddy.
There are some apps where you can set alerts like, you know, every time you go into Starbucks or something like that, or it can give you like a little buzz saying, hey, you know, like you don't need to buy that extra latte, or you spent, you know, $50 on coffee.
It knows me too
month.
Well.
Right. And that can be helpful because it can kind of just remind you in the moment that, oh, yeah, this is sort of what I tend to do. And just sometimes that little extra red flag can be really kind of helpful.
What's your favorite app or website for finding deals or maybe to stop you from blowing your budget? Tell us on Twitter at New Tech City. And if you have any friends who you think need to get a financial grip, send them the link to our podcast. It's available on iTunes for free. No strings attached. I'm Anoush Zamarodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.